You are listening to the Way of Truth broadcast, which originates in the radio studios of the Church of God in Hagerstown, Maryland, United States of America. This is Alvin A. Craig speaking. The world in which we live today, where there seems to be so much self-sufficiency, people do not seem to realize or to know that there is something they need to be saved from, and that which I speak of is sin, and the only Savior there is for that is the Lord Jesus Christ. Yes, only He can save from sin. And that's why He came. He said He came to seek and to save those which were lost. So the world needs to realize and to know they need a Savior who will deliver them from sin so that they can live a righteous and a godly life in this present world. Heavenly Father, we thank You today for the privilege of presenting the gospel on this broadcast, and we're thankful for our precious Savior, the Lord Jesus, who came into this world, made it possible for us to be saved from a life of sin and live for You. We pray that You'll bless the Word of God as it goes forth on the broadcast today. We pray that You'll bless our precious radio congregation. We're thankful for each one who has tuned our way, and we're trusting the Holy Spirit will be able to make this broadcast a blessing, an encouragement, and a help to souls. For this we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Nothing but the blood of Jesus.
I call your attention to the book of Isaiah, chapter 1. Here we have a message from God through the prophet Isaiah to the people of this covenant. However, I think there are many pertinent truths in this passage of Scripture that would be beneficial for us to pay attention to and be guided by today. The vision of Isaiah, the son of Amoz, which he saw concerning Judah and Jerusalem in the days of Uzziah, Jotham, Ahaz, Hezekiah, kings of Judah. Hear, O heavens, and give ear, O earth, for the Lord has spoken. I have nourished up and brought up children, and they have rebelled against me. Is that not true yet today? God is the one who nourishes us. I realize there are those who deny God and they deny the fact that it is in God that we live and move and have our being. But again, because some people deny the truth, does not change the truth. Just as the Lord said through the prophet Isaiah to the covenant people of that day, I have nourished them. I have provided for them, not only spiritually, but materially. Where does God get, where does man get his life anyway? God is the one who gives to all life and breath and all things. It is in Him we live and move and have our being. God is the one who causes the sun to shine and the rain to come to bring forth our crops. Yes, it is God that does these things. And if God sees fit, He can withhold these blessings from us. And He has done so for peoples down through the ages. So the Lord said, I have nourished and brought up children, and they have rebelled against me. Has there ever been a time in your personal lifetime, has there ever been a time when there seems to be more rebellion against God and against the things of God than there is today? The world is becoming more and more materialistic-minded, and the more materialistic-minded they become, the more they forget God, the more they realize or do not realize their need of God. Now, I want you to notice something here in this third verse of the first chapter of Isaiah. The ox knoweth his owner, and the ass or the donkey, his master's crib. But Israel doth not know. My people doth not consider. Now look at that passage of Scripture. The ox knoweth his owner. The donkey knoweth his master's crib. In other words, the ox knew and he realized where the crib was and where he got his food or feed. And the donkey did also. He knew where his master's crib was. Two of the most stupid of all animals, or at least some people consider them so, two of the most stupid animals in the animal kingdom, the ox and the donkey, and yet the ox knoweth his owner, and the donkey knoweth his master's crib. What is God saying? He is saying these dumb animals understand and know where their life, their substance comes from, but my people, they do not consider. No, my people, the highest creation of God's creation here on earth, but Israel doth not know. My people doth not consider. They do not consider where their life comes from. They do not consider where their material blessings come from. Yet God says Israel is worse than these two dumb animals. Why? Because they do not consider where their life and their blessings come from. Why is this? Ah, sinful nation, a people laden with iniquity, a seed of evildoers, children that are corruptors, they have forsaken the Lord, They have provoked the Holy One of Israel unto anger. They are gone away backward. So we read in verse 4 of Isaiah 1. And is that not true in our nation and world today? Ah, sinful nation. A sinful nation indeed. And do we not remember the Word of God says sin is a reproach to any people? Ah, sinful nation, a people laden with iniquity. How much sin and wickedness and evil is there in the land and in the world today? Pornography and all the other things that goes with it, the evil, the ungodly, the filth, the rebellion against God, the rebellion against righteous principles, the making of fun and mockery of somebody who has some moral convictions and want to stand for them. You talk about people in politics today. If you had some real Christians, some real true Christians in politics today, you wouldn't have the kickbacks and all the corruption that you have in the religion or in the world today, in the political world today. If we had some who were really and truly Christian, but today, instead of being Christians, we got those who are mockers of Christians and make light of the idea of Christianity and moral principles. Yes, we find that not only in the United States, but you find it in many parts of the world as well. We've got a lot more church members, whatever that may mean. We have a lot more church members in the United States than you'll find in England and some of the various European countries. But religion of itself or church membership of itself doesn't really make a nation a righteous nation. Verse 5 of our text today, the whole head is sick and the whole heart faint. Now, Isaiah, or the Lord through the prophet Isaiah, is not really talking about the literal head or the literal heart. He's talking about the spiritual state, the condition of man. Why should ye be stricken anymore? Ye will revolt more and more. The whole head is sick and the whole heart faint. Again, he's talking about the moral and spiritual state of man, not his actual physical head or heart. From the sole of the foot, even unto the head, there is no soundness in it, but wounds and bruises and putrefying sores. They have not been healed, neither bound up, neither mollified with ointment. Now, I don't want you to think today that I am being critical. I am endeavoring to bring to you a message that I feel, although given to ancient Israel, is very fitting for our nation and our world today. I am thankful that I am an American citizen. I appreciate the privilege of being a part of this great nation, and I am thankful for the moral people that are in this nation, but I am not thankful for the sinful and rebellious way of so many of our people. Again, righteousness exalteth a nation, but sin is a reproach to any people. So from the sole of the foot, even under the head, there is no soundness in it, but wounds and bruises and putrefying sores. They have not been healed, neither bound up, neither mollified with ointment. The results? Your country is desolate. Now, that's not talking about economics, not talking about material things necessarily, but from a moral and a spiritual standpoint, your country is desolate. Your cities are burned with fire. Your land strangers devour in it, your presence, and it is desolate as overthrown by strangers. Now that may have literally been true of the people of Israel of Isaiah's day. But today we have an abundance of material things. But The great need in our nation and world today is not material things, but spiritual things. Those things which only Jesus Christ can provide. In verse 10, we read, "Hear the word of the Lord, ye rulers of Sodom, give ear unto the law of our God, ye people of Gomorrah." Why? Because he is comparing Jerusalem. Jerusalem is compared to Sodom and Gomorrah. Can you imagine that? Jerusalem, the place where God had put his name, the place where Solomon had built the beautiful temple, now is being compared to Sodom and Gomorrah. What a comparison this is. But again, is it not true in our own nation today? People want to live like Sodom and Gomorrah and claim that they have God's blessings and God's approval upon their lifestyle. In verse 11 we read, "To what purpose is the multitude of your sacrifices unto me?" Now notice this. After God goes, speaks about how they had rebelled against him, how they were a bunch of putrefying sores, and again he's speaking morally and spiritually, and yet he goes on and speaks about how they are offering their religious sacrifices. "To what purpose is the multitude of your sacrifices unto me, saith the Lord? I am full of the burnt offerings of rams and the fat of fed beasts, and I delight not in the blood of bullocks or of lambs or of he-goats. When ye come to appear before me, who hath required this of your hand to tread my courts? Bring no more vain oblations. Incense is an abomination unto me. The new moons and the Sabbaths, the calling of assemblies, I cannot away with it. It is iniquity, even the solemn meetings. Your new moons and your appointed feasts, my soul hateth. They are a trouble unto me. I am weary to bear them." Now what's the Lord talking about here? He is talking about them having their religious form, going through their rituals, still making their literal animal sacrifices while living as Sodom and Gomorrah. So religion is not Christianity. Religion is not godliness necessarily. There's a lot of religions in the world today, and those religions are adding to the moral and spiritual problems of our nation and world, and are not settling or helping in the matter. "Wash you, make you clean, put away the evil of your doings from before mine eyes, cease to do evil." Now that's what the Lord wants. He said, "Whenever you spread forth your hands, I will hide mine eyes from you. Yea, when you make many prayers, I will not hear. Your hands are full of blood. Bring no more vain oblations." That's not what I want. That's not what I am after. "Wash you, make you clean, put away the evil of your doings from before mine eyes. Cease to do evil. Learn to do well. Seek judgment. Relieve the oppressed. Judge the fatherless. Plead for the widow. Come now, and let us reason together, saith the Lord. Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Though they be red like crimson, they shall be as wool. If ye be willing and obedient, ye shall eat the good of the land." Notice what the Lord is saying here through the prophet Isaiah. "I don't want your animal sacrifices. I don't want your oblation. I don't want your mere forms. I want your heart. I want your life. I want your devotion. I want you to live a righteous and a godly life. Come now and let us reason together, saith the Lord. Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. And though they be red like crimson, they shall be as wool. If ye be willing and obedient, ye shall eat the good of the land. But if ye refuse and rebel, ye shall be devoured with the sword, for the mouth of the Lord hath spoken it. So, beloved, we in our nation and world today need to take heed to this message that God brought to the nation of Israel so long ago through the prophet Isaiah. Come now and let us reason together. God is willing to forgive. Although sin and wickedness is abounding in the land, God is willing to forgive. If we will confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. God is still calling, come and let us reason together, saith the Lord. Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. And though they be red like crimson, they shall be as wool. If ye be willing and obedient, ye shall eat the good of the land. But if ye refuse and rebel, ye shall be devoured with a sword, for the mouth of the Lord hath spoken it. Heavenly Father, we pray that you'll bless these thoughts to our precious congregation today. May the Holy Spirit accompany the message. May the Holy Spirit be able to deal with hearts, and may good be accomplished. This we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. It's been a privilege to share another Way of Truth broadcast with you. We trust that you will not think that we are picking or finding fault, but we're endeavoring to bring to you a Bible message that points out the need of our getting sin out of our heart, out of our lives, out of our nation, and letting God rule and reign instead. For again, righteousness exalteth a nation, but sin is a reproach to any people. It would be an encouragement to us if you'd take time to write and let us know that you hear and appreciate our broadcast. Our postal address, the Way of Truth broadcast, Post Office Box 88, Hagerstown, Maryland, 21741, USA. That's the Way of Truth broadcast, Post Office Box 88, Hagerstown, Maryland, 21741, USA. Now, our email address is truth@fred.net. truth@fred.net. Our fax number is 301-739-7173. 301-739-7173, our fax number. And our webpage address, www.wayoftruth.org. www.wayoftruth.org. And now, this is Alvin A. Craig. We thank you for listening to the broadcast. We invite you to tune in next week when again, the Lord willing, we come your way with another Way of Truth broadcast.